Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Let's talk about something, another edition of PD Sunday, Personal Development Sunday here on Sunday. Today we are going to let you take control back in your life. This for me was the next exact step that I had to do after finding out who I was and what I wanted. We're going to get into what you want. You know what you want. I shouldn't have to tell you what you want, but let's talk about what you could do to take control back in your life. The first thing that you got to do is stop blaming and complaining and looking at other things to be the cause for your circumstance, for your experience, for where you are financially, for the environment you live in, that neighborhood, the dusty house, the dusty kids, the dusty chairs. I really didn't mean to say kids, but shit, if your kids are dusty, you're the reason, you're the fault. So now we have to take the cause of all things in the world and put it back on ourselves. How do we do that? It's not the country. It's not the president. It's not the economy. It's not your job. It's not your boss. It's you. How do you do that? See, let's say that you are driving down a street. You're driving down a street and your car gets a flat, right? A nail goes right in your tire, your car gets a flat. See, the type of person that has control in their life figures out from that point what to do to get back on the road to keep going forward. The type of people that are out there right now complaining, blaming, and don't have control, you are out of control. Here's the thing. You're looking at the damn nail. You're cursing the street. You're calling your wife, a husband, a girlfriend, or sister, a brother, a mother, and cursing everyone out. And they weren't even the fault of this thing. You were the fault. You left at the exact time to catch that nail. You woke up late. You drove the car, right? So the thing here to take away is that in order to be in control, you have to know what to do to move forward without staying in that space of what is. Now, what is that space that you are in currently, where you are, the job that you have, the money that you're making, the school that you're going, the business that you're starting? You put yourself right there in that situation. Everything leading up to this situation, you are the cause of. You are not the effect of. You are the cause of. Now, with that mind state, you need to take yourself to the next level. How can I be the cause of this opportunity? How could I be the cause of this financial freedom? How could I be the cause of success in my life? So you start from the point you are now. You gotta get back in control. Windshield gets cracked by a rock while you're driving, you don't curse the windshield, you don't knock the steering wheel, you figure out a way to keep advancing and move on and say, you know what, that's my fault. I drove onto that bridge. I should have made the right, I made the left. Anything to do to take responsibility back is where you need to be. The first rule of success in all success is take control of your life and take 100% responsibility for your life and actions. That means if you get up late, that's your fault, right? It's no one else's. If you get up early, take that too. See, we tend to take the credit when it's good. We take the credit when things are working fine. But as soon as something happens, oh, it was the customer. Oh, it was my boss. Oh, my mama. Oh, my school. Oh, my teacher. Oh, the economy. Oh, Donald Trump. Listen, the problem is you. You are the benefactor of everything. You are the receiver because you are the giver. Your life revolves around you. Stop putting blame on everything and everyone else. Today is Personal Development Day, and you are back in control with this mindset shift that you need to succeed. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. And until next time on PD Sunday.